The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Kufi Zan Malaf are discussing different kribim that are not Neman to be made on the Isha. And the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanan, there's a Svara that once you know that Chamaisa can't be made for the Kala, you also know that Kala can't be made for Chamaisa, because we assume that if one of them dislikes the other, Mimela automatically the other one will dislike them, because there's a Klal based on the Pasuk in Mishlei of Kemayim Hapanim Lepanim, that the way you treat one person, that's the way they're going to treat you back. So if one of them dislikes the other one will dislike them as well. But Rabbi Huda does not rely on that pasuk. He needs to come up with a different svara why they're pasul for edus. And the Gemara says, because Rabbi Huda holds that pasuk is not referring to interpersonal relationships, but Rabbi Huda, he be divrei Torah, so according to Rabbi Huda, that pasuk is referring to divrei Torah, to limud haTorah. What does that mean? So Rashi says, b'divrei maskil b'divrei Torah, so l'fi panim v'lev shata naisin l'haTorah, libcha ayman l'chol l'hamid girsa. Kafi, how much you put into limud haTorah, that's how much you're going to remember it. In yagata b'timtza, if you're going to be yageya, if you're going to be amlan Torah timtza, then you'll find you'll be able to remember your learning. Lo yagata, but if you're not yageya, lo timtza, then you will not be able to remember your learning. You won't have be able to be ma'amid the girsa. So that's how Rashi explains according to Rabbi Huda. What does it mean? Kamayim upon al upon him the kafi, how much kaiches and amelis you put into the Torah, that's how much you're going to be zeichet to be ma'amid the girsa, which is the klal of yagata matzasa tamid. Now the problem is that this Rashi seems to be going connected to Beferish Gemara Megillah and Daf Avam Beis. The Gemara over there, which is the source of this din of Yagata Matzasa Tamin, the Gemara brings down the Maimer of Rabbi Yitzchak that if a person is Yageya Batara, he will be Matzliach, Yagata Matzasa Tamin. But then the Gemara qualifies it, and the Gemara says that Loi Amran Ela Lechidudi, Avalu Kumi Girsa Siyatim in Shemaya. The Gemara says that this klal, Vigatam and Sasatam, and that's only talking about Lechidudi, to be Ma'ayan, to be Mefalfa in your learning, of Lukumi Girsa, but to be Maikim Girsa, which Rashi says is that you shouldn't forget your learning, Siatam and Shemayi, that's Siatam and Shemayi, that's not totally on your Yagia necessarily, like Rashi says, Yeshu Yagia, Ve'ena might say, some people can be Yagia, and they're not going to be able to be Matzliach, so that is not totally on Yagia alone, that's totally on Siatam and Shemayi. Rashi over here seems to be saying that the klal, Vigatam and Sasatam, is talking about Lukumi Girsa. Rashi says, Kafi, Lefi, Panim, Lepshat, Anais, and Latira, Libcha, Emilcha, Lahamid Girsa. That's how you'll be Zechet to be Mamid Girsa. Mamid Girsa is the same thing. That's the Hebrew words for Lukumi Girsa. And he says, Yimagata batim zim, Layagata loitim. So clearly Rashi is learning that the Klal of Yagata Matzasatamin applies to Lukumi Girsa, which is Lachaya Kenegi, the Gemara Megillah, which says that Lukumi Girsa Siyata de Shemaya, and the Klal is only referring to Lechadudi. So Tzarechi and Gadol, how Rashi over here is saying Kenegi that Gemara Megillah. Now one might want to say that maybe there's a chilik between what Rashi calls over here Lahamid Girsa, and what the Gemara over there says Lukumi Girsa. Maybe Lukumi Girsa, like Rashi speaks out in Megillah, is Shalot Tishtachach Mimenu. That is referring to not forgetting the learning that you know. Maybe Lahamid Girsa is a step before. It's not about not forgetting, but it's being able to get pshat in the sugya, be able to be maimed it the first time, to be able to have a proper avon in the sugya. For that, it is talking negata matzasa. Maybe that goes in the chidudi, but once you know it, to be able to remember it, that is siyata de shemaya. And we may look for that reason, there would be no steer between Rashi over here and Rashi over there, but it is a little bit hard to hear that Rashi would use the exact words of the Gemara over there, of lukumi girsa, and he just translates them into Lashon HaKodesh over here. It says lahamid girsa, and to use it in a whole different context than what the Gemara said is not so mistaber. Maybe one could say another possibility that the Gemara over here is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda would be divrei Torah. Maybe Lefi the Rabbanan, it's not. Maybe the Gemara Megillah is going Lefi the Rabbanan, and over here we're going Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, and it's really telling him this Machlekes Tanayim. But again, it's fair to say that Rashi would be machnas himself into a Machlekes Tanayim without, if it's not necessary. Rashi could have learned the Gemara here in a way that it could work L'chuli Alma. There's no hechach to say that the Tanayim are very arguing on that. So Saif Davar, it's Tzarechi and Tuva. What's up, Shan? This Rashi over here does not seem to shtim with the Gemara Megillah that says, Lukumi Girsa, Siyata Deshmai. If anyone has a Teretz, I'd love to hear.